parents, we thank God for Kevin and Ryan, and what a blessing their beautiful baby. Amen. I remember when Ryan came with the daughters of my church. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the pain. And I pray about your great man. I pray about your great man. And we thank God for it. See, I don't like to let them go unless they're going to something. Amen. We got to be going to something. I'm not going to tell them, you come over here because we already got something. Amen. But we're going to nothing. Amen. Come to something. Amen. Amen. So, it's important for us to understand that as we dedicate children, we give them back to the Lord. And what a fitting day, it's Christmas Day, that God's inexpressible gift, Jesus Christ, was made known and manifested in the world as a child. And all throughout Jesus' ministry, he gave special preference to children, even when his disciples were trying to turn them away. And he said, amen, bid the children to let them come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. There is so much revelatory information in that thought that our relationship with God is as the relationship of a child is to its parent. So brothers and sisters, as we come today, we dedicate this child to the Lord, as Hannah did Samuel. Amen. We dedicate this child to the Lord as Mary did Jesus and as Elizabeth did John the Baptist. So today, we present this child as a gift from these parents who in gratitude have received them. We give them back to God. We're mindful this day how that Jesus called the little ones as lambs to his fold. His hands are blessed upon their head. He threw his arms of love around them and gave them the kindest look. And now something of the cravings of the heart of a child. Its innocence is cry for purity. Its weakness is a cry for strength. Its helplessness is a cry for protection. And its heart is a great plea for love. Dearly beloved, you are privileged to witness the coming of these parents to dedicate their child to the gracious and loving care and keeping of God our Father and Christ our Savior. God grant that we who are gathered today in worship shall earnestly assume with these parents the responsibility of this child's Christian training. And all of us will exercise influence as the church family and community. We ask that you pray for this child, that they may be led in righteousness and accountability to avoid that which is evil and to cling to that which is good. To the parents, as you present your child for dedication to work, we ask you, are you willing to rededicate yourselves to the maintenance of a Christian home where Christ shall be honored and the word of God shall be reverenced so that they, at their own choice, will confess Christ as Savior? If so, respond by saying, we do. To the godparents, you understand that this is not just something that is in word. That if anything would ever happen to these parents, that you are saying that you're willing to assume the Christian rearing, amen, of this child and take this child then as your own. Are you willing to do that? Amen. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. The child's name is Isadora Sky. What a beautiful, beautiful baby. They make such beautiful babies. I think they should have more, don't you? Things moving up here in Jesus' name. Last night, did you see fish? She didn't see fish. That's right. She didn't see them, but the fish came. Amen. I can see more fish. Everybody has children. You know, I tell them. I was talking to my son yesterday, Evan. He said, "I can't remember a time, Daddy, when Bria wasn't there." Amen. I can't remember a time. He's 2 years older than her, said he couldn't remember since not being there. And those two are thick as thieves. They live together, they got everything. They will gladly cash their mama and me in for each other.